Hey everyone, and welcome to Variety Radio Online. I'm Rachel, and on the line with me I have Emily. And today we are talking about the seventh episode of season six of Once Upon a Time, titled Heartless. And I have to say, this episode gave me everything I was wanting.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like Snow and Charming feels all over the place, and I've been wanting that for a really long time, so I was very happy, and then sad. But happy. A happy sad.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had, like, a Snow and Charming adventure, flashback, modern day, like, parallel type episode, and it felt very reminiscent of season one, and I was loving it so much. So much. Until Dan Scott, aka Paul Johansson, from One Tree Hill showed up, and I was like, whoa, don't trust this guy. And sure enough, he roofied David and tried to kill Snow, but y'all had that coming. You just don't trust Dan Scott. Any of you One Tree Hill people out there, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, overall, I thought it was a really good episode. Because then we finally got the Evil Queen stepping up to her name and threatening the town and snowing. And I wasn't really sure where she was going with this whole thing and, like, the whole heart situation since they share one.
Yeah, I really thought for a brief second, like, I didn't believe it, but you know when you have that moment of panic.
You don't trust anybody.
Yeah, and you think, they wouldn't really kill one of them, would they? But maybe they would. Maybe. I was like, maybe one of them wants to, you know, spend more time with their family. Like, I don't know. I had all these things. Like, in, like, a 10-second time period, I was like, oh my god, but if she kills... I was more worried for Charming. Like, I didn't think anything was going to happen to Snow. But I was like, oh my god. Like, I really thought the second his heart, like, her heart was taken out of his body, he would just drop dead. Because...
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, that was kind of like a plot hole. I was like, okay, so technically, if he doesn't have a heart...
I think okay, here's my theory, because I've thought about this, and I'm like, I think maybe they have actual hearts, but then, like, the enchanted hearts they take out are, like, the magical essence of the heart type. Like, it's, like, two separate things. Like, you still have the heart that, like, you function with.
Yeah.
And then there's the enchanted part of the heart. I don't know. I'm like pulling
that Charming's real heart doesn't beat.
I don't know. I'm like grasping at straws here.
It's one of those things where it's kind of like when they did
just,
it originally,
just accept it.
They kind of just expected you to suspend disbelief that yes, we could split their hearts and it'll be fine. So now the fact that then they took the hearts out, obviously it's not actually their heart. Like, it's not, like, it's an enchanted thing.
I need a Grey's Anatomy episode so I know, so I understand this. Because...
Can we get down to the nitty-gritty medical replications of this? Because I really need to know why Charming didn't drop dead the second Snow's heart was not in his body. But I think I agree that I assume her heart... Like they said in the underworld, David had only been dead, quote unquote, dead for minutes. At that point, like, his soul hadn't left his body because he didn't go to the underworld. So I assume that means he just, like, his heart just was, like, revived. It was basically just like her heart was just like the jolt to his system that, like, made his heart start beating again, I think, is basically what it was.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with that. Like,
we can go with that.
Resuscitated him. It wasn't like her heart is his heart. It just
makes my brain hurt when I think about this too much.
Basically,
just her heart's beating. I can't think about it anymore because it's just a mess.
Anyway,
and it's not correct, but. Which is
anyway, their hearts were missing, and they both were still alive. That's all that really matters.
Yes, and they got a sleeping curse put on the heart.
Of course they did.
So, honestly, I had my moment of panic when Charming kissed Snow. I'm like, it's going to be like a kiss of death. Like, he's going to die. I don't know why. I always feel like Charming's about to die. Like,
because they were going to kill him originally, and then they decided, no, that's a little too morbid.
See, I didn't know that originally until you told me.
Either until now. I knew it a couple of years ago, but...
See, I didn't know until you told me, like, what, like, last week or whatever. So, like, even before that, I just always have this, like, pit in my stomach that, like, I feel like Charmin is a character they could totally kill off.
It's because that was their originally thought, too. So, you're not far off from their logic. Their logic was, we'll make him die in the pilot. It's whatever. So
I got to be attached.
I always think that I'm always kind of nervous whenever he's in, like, a precarious situation. Because I'm like...
Imagine that? If they, like, had actually done that, like, him and Ginny would never have gotten together. They wouldn't have had gotten married and had kids.
It's just, like, yeah, it really was. Because, they, I mean, they, like, met, but they didn't really, like, start dating until, like, a while into the show.
He was still married.
It was, like, getting divorced. It's basically the same thing that was happening on the show.
Like, honestly, it was. And I was kind of like... Okay.
He was in the process of getting divorced from somebody else. And
happens.
And then they fell in love. And then they got together. So yeah, it's very interesting. But yeah, I always get nervous whenever Charming's in kind of like a hairy situation, because I always think too that they could not easily kill him off, but I think that there's been so many times where...
Like, even in flashbacks, I'm like, oh my god, he's gonna die. And yeah. I'm like, no, I know he's not, but he could.
But he could.
It's also, MVP of this episode is Wilby.
Oh, yeah, the dog. I was like, who's Wilby? I was like, oh, yeah, the little dog.
Who's Wilby? Okay, get out of here. Get out of here.
Name, but I remember the dog, okay?
It was the cutest dog ever, and I need 10 of them. Wilby... It's so great.
Also, I'm gonna say the real MVP of the story is the whoever in the costume, hair, and makeup department decided not to put Josh Dallas in.
No! They're the non-MVP, because that shepherd wig is the best thing ever.
Which one? The frozen one or the original one?
The frozen one.
The Fabio hair? No!
What's the original shepherd's hair?
It's like, okay, so when he met Anna, his hair was, like, shoulder length, like, long.
Yeah, I love like that Fabio hair. Length.
Fabio. And the first time we ever got a flashback in season one, when he became, like, when Prince James died and he came, Rumpel
came. Oh, that shaggy bull
cut. It was, like, shaggy, gross, weird.
Yeah, no. Fabio hair is where it's at.
Okay. Of the three, obviously I would pick his real hair, and then the lesser of two evils would be the Fabio hair, if they were going to use any of the shepherd's hair they've used. But it's funny that they just completely disregarded it, because with where the story is at in the plot...
Should have had shepherd's hair, unless it's really had it like the day after.
Unless his hair is like Rapunzel and grows in 2 seconds, because there's no way... That had to have been within a few months of when he goes and off and becomes a prince, so.
Well, guys' hair does grow faster than women's, and it really pisses
me. So I guess we don't really know how long Snow was a bandit for, and that was, like, right at the beginning of her being a bandit, so.
That's why there's, like, no timeline on this show, because it's, like, you're just guessing. Like, honestly, everybody's a couple hundred years old, and you just play the guessing game.
Because in reality, he could have had short hair, and then it could have grown out to that, like, half length that it was.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways. Fabio hair was
mean. I was happy that he kept his beautiful, he just looked, like, charming to me, and I was like, yes! I love it. I love charming so much, and this recently they've been really, like, amping it back up, where I'm like, you're not just... He's not just sassy hips, you know, in the background, like, which I love, but he actually is, like, doing stuff and has plot lines. I'm just like, I missed you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this episode, like, felt like season one, like a good, good.
These kind of episodes make me wonder what it would have been like if Hook had been in season one, like he was supposed to be.
Shut up. I read a lot of fan fictions about that.
Because
Killian is something I need in my life.
He would have fallen into the dynamic way sooner, and they wouldn't have had to, like, push other people to the side. Not that they really did, but just, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like Snow and Charming becoming the focal point again wouldn't have taken so long.
Yeah.
Which, I'm okay. But now I'm like, okay, now can we have some more Captain Swan, please? Like,
Speaking of,
Can we have equal parts of both?
that one scene that we got in this episode was so beautiful, and I think I tweeted about it, but I would like some like the love and faith that Killian has in Emma, like honestly just rips, like it just destroys me in every way possible, and then it puts me back together again, like all at the same time. Because it is just so beautiful, and Jen and Colin always put like 150% of effort into these their scenes together, and it's so beautiful, and I can't handle it. I
That one tiny little scene where just the whole thing about the book, and I just like how he went and got the book from Henry and brought it to her, and they were like, he was flipping through the pages, and then when he flips to the page that they were on, my heart was like fluttering. It was so beautiful.
It really was. It was so cute. What wasn't cute is the blue fairy.
Oh,
I
shady.
don't Shady Blue and her
Like,
weird
okay.
jellyfish
Why
dress.
didn't. Like, why. If Blue was there helping Snow when she first ran away, how come she couldn't just, like, magically poof her somewhere safe?
Because that's like cheating.
Because that would be the easy way out. And Blue Fairy's like, nah, you gotta work. You
Blue
gotta work.
Fairy does not lift a finger to help anyone else unless it benefits her.
True.
Like, honestly, when has she helped people when it didn't benefit her?
Or just like didn't like the fact that she didn't put her foot down when Geppetto was like, nah, I'm gonna let Pinocchio go through the wardrobe. Like, I would have been like,
Right?
nah,
She's
sorry.
like, all right, I guess.
The fact that she wasn't like upfront about the fact that,
That's what
like,
I'm
yeah, there
saying.
was a lot
She
of things.
didn't tell. Yeah, like, I don't trust Blue.
She could have told them,
I
like,
trust
hey.
Season 2 Hook more than I trust Blue at any time period ever.
True. I trust Cora sometimes more than I trust
No,
Blue.
no. I hate Cora more than I hate
Well, true.
Blue.
But at least Cora's like upfront about it. She's not
True.
shady about it.
True. That's very true. I'm still waiting for Blue to be like the Black Fairy
Well,
or something. And I know
apparently now that's not gonna
she,
happen,
it
but
could.
true, it could.
If
It
she
could
could
be
just
kind
be like,
of shifty business.
yeah. Like, honestly, I don't understand how these people in town like try. Like, I would have passwords for everybody.
Yeah.
Because the amount of times that these people, swap faces, not like, I don't know, when they poof into other people. It happens way too often on this show. Trust no one in this town.
And trust them as far as you can throw them, which. Not very far.
I mean, it kind of is far with people with magic, but you know.
True.
I didn't understand the whole sapling thing.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting.
It was like, I feel like we put a lot of time towards this sapling, and like she literally like just broke it in half and crumbled it up. I was like, oh, okay. Like, so we wasted all this time on this stupid little twig, and it's done. And I don't even understand what I was supposed to do originally.
I think it was just supposed to be able to stun her and trap her, what they did with this fairy dust.
Okay.
I think that's what they were trying to do. They were just trying to find a way to like immobilize
I
them.
feel like it ended so abruptly, though, that it's like not the end of this like story. And
Yeah,
I
or the fact
also,
that they just used it as a way to show that Snow and Charming had like met before.
yeah, I also headcanon that since Hook and Emma were in the past, they also have a true love sapling, and it grew into a giant beanstalk. And you cannot tell me otherwise.
Sure, that's a good one. I would be on board with that.
Yep, I don't care if it doesn't make sense. It makes sense in my head, and yep.
I'm sticking with it.
So yeah, I think that pretty much covers everything. Is there anything else that we didn't talk about that you wanted to talk about?
Don't think so.
All right. All right, guys, be sure to check out our website for more recaps, interviews, and news at thevro.com. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and you can also find us over at Audioboom and iTunes and Block Talk Radio. So we will see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO, expect great savings and a whole lot more.